Good morning. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us today. Hope you're able to batten down the hatches with the high winds. The red flag warning remains in effect for Southern California till 6 o'clock tonight, just in time for kids to go out trick-or-treating. So they're costumes won't be blowing away. That's a good thing. We're going to get the very latest, as Julie said, from the fires here in Southern California. We begin with an update on the Hillside Fire burning in North San Bernardino, right at the foot of the San Bernardino National Forest. Highway 18 has been closed there as a result of the fire. There have been some damage to homes, and with us with additional information, San Bernardino County Fire Public Information Officer Christopher Prater. Mr. Prater, thank you for joining us. What's the latest on the details of the Hillside Fire?
Good morning, sir. Currently, the Hillside Fire is holding at about 200 acres. The promising news is that the evacuation area that we first established has remained the same and has not grown. We have established a evacuation center at Pacific High School. We have over 500 personnel on scene, and currently have three air tankers assigned, one of those being the very large air tanker out of San Bernardino Airport.
How many homes and outbuildings have been damaged?
We have a total of six homes that have been damaged or destroyed, and two outbuildings that were destroyed in this fire. We do have a damage assessment team that is coming in now to get a more accurate count of all the structures.
And are there any homes under imminent threat?
We just have the evacuation area that's in place, and that's anything west of Highway 18, north of 50th Street, and east of Mayfair. East of Mayfield in North San Bernardino.
And how closely is the fire burning to the perimeter of the evacuation area?
The fire is within the evacuation area. So crews are on scene now. They are mopping up fire mopping up structures that were involved with fire and the vegetation that was burning. Our goals today are to keep the fire within the perimeter that we've already established and prevent any new fires from starting within that area.
All right. And at this point, any other fires burning within your jurisdiction or just Hillside?
Just Hillside currently in our jurisdiction.
Okay. And do you have any information about traffic concerns? I know Highway 18 up to Crestline and up toward Arrowhead, that's been closed as a result. Do you know what kind of an effect that's had on other traffic in the area?
Correct. Highway 18 is closed. It is closed from 40th Street up to Highway 138. That will be closed for some time, and when that is reopened, California Highway Patrol will advise.
Thank you, Christopher Prater. We appreciate it. San Bernardino County Fire Public Information Officer, KPCC reporter Libby Dankman is at the Incident Command Center for the Hillside Fire. It's located at the intersection of Water and 40th on the north side of San Bernardino. Libby, describe how many folks have taken shelter there. Libby, you there? We'll try and get her back up. Understandably, things can be a little bit spotty with communications. Libby, are you there? No? Okay. All right. Also joining us to talk about an additional fire that is burning in Riverside County. This is the 46 fire in Jurupa Valley. Is Captain Fernando Herrera, Public Information Officer with CAL FIRE Riverside. Captain, thank you for being with us. What's the latest on this fire that's been burning through the Santa Ana River riverbed?
Well, the latest right now, we're at 300 acres with a 15% containment. This fire started at just about 12:40 a.m. this morning. Since then, like I said, it's consumed 300 acres. We have well over 150 firefighters. Due to the fire progressing through an open rural area, it's mostly ranch area up here in the Jurupa City area. There's a lot of large properties with large animals. A lot of trees, a lot of vegetation, heavy fuels. Ordered evacuations were put in place for a large area of the city here. We're looking at about 1,200 homes, basically 3,600 people that were notified to evacuate immediately. A shelter was open at Patriot High School. in the city of Jurupa for all those folks out there. The last count that I had, we had close to 200 people that were taking shelter there. We are now actively engaging with our aircraft, rotary wing, fixed wing, that started first light this morning. They've been making a very good progress on that. So right now we don't have any open flame that we can see. A lot of smoldering. The fire did go into the riverbed, like you said, and it's right at the border between Riverside City and the city of Jurupa and Riverside County.
And there's, as you mentioned, there's some big properties in there. Have there been evacuations of any large animals there?
Yes, there have been evacuations of large animals, which included horses and obviously some cattle that people have. So that's been going on since the fire started.
Okay. And what was the cause or suspected cause of this fire that began not long after midnight?
Well, right now the cause is under the investigation of CAL FIRE law enforcement investigators. There are at the scene where a vehicle ran off the road into the vegetation. As a pursuit started inside the city of Riverside, once that vehicle came into the jurisdiction of Riverside County Sheriffs, they went ahead and started the pursuit. Vehicle ran off the road into the vegetation. That's where the origin of the fire is. Our investigators will determine if, in fact, that vehicle was responsible for the fire.
And this was a suspected car theft?
I don't know what the circumstances behind the chase was. That's something that initiated in Riverside City Police Department's jurisdiction.
All right. What about yesterday's fire in Jurupa Valley, the Hill Fire, I believe it was? Has that been largely contained?
The forward spread was stopped yesterday right after 4:30 or so. There's still a lot of overhaul and mop-up, so there are day crews that are constantly patrolling and mopping up any hot spots over there. We haven't had any issues since last night with that fire, so everything's looking good on the Hill Fire.
All right. Thank you, Captain Herrera. We appreciate your being with us.
You're welcome.
CAL FIRE Riverside Public Information Officer Captain Fernando Herrera with us. And we now have KPCC reporter Libby Dankman. She's at the Incident Command Center for the Hillside Fire, not to confuse with yesterday's Hill Fire in Jurupa. The Hillside Fire is in northern San Bernardino. Libby is at Water and 40th. Libby, what's going on at the command center now?
Yeah, that's Waterman Avenue and 40th. Larry, and it's we're looking up at the hillsides of the San Bernardino National Forest from here. The fire is burning on the west side of the 18 as you go through the mountains on your way towards Victorville from San Bernardino. They say it started about 1:30 in the morning, and it just spread so quickly because of these unpredictable cold Santa Ana winds that are sweeping through the hills and moving things so rapidly. I talked with CAL FIRE representatives and folks at the San Bernardino National Forest. They had resources standing by ahead of time because they just knew that this wind event was going to be so serious. So they jumped on this fire really quickly. I can see the pink FOSCHECK on the hillside right now above us. And the wind is cooperating. It's pushing the fire up the hill away from homes right now, Larry. But there have been several homes damaged, potentially some destroyed, although we don't have that confirmed. Half a dozen homes either damaged or destroyed.
This area, if I recall, was where the old fire was located back in 2003. So some of the residents who've been there a long time, probably this is very familiar to them, although that was a much larger fire.
You know, I spoke with a police officer who remembers that one. He said he was concerned because he thought that the west side of the 18 hadn't burned since back then in 2003, and there would have been a lot of fuel. There was a fire here not too long ago, maybe a week or 10 days ago, that burned part of the east side of the 18. And fire officials that spoke with me said, you know, we had the east side burning and now we have the west side. I was at a evacuation center over at the high school, about a mile away from the fire. And school is going on like normal at that high school. Funny to see high school students walking around in their Halloween costumes and then families in the gym sheltering and wondering when they're going to get back to their homes. I spoke with one woman named Linda Serafine, who woke up with a baby son crying. She was breastfeeding him, and that's when she started to smell the smoke and got a call from her cousin who said, the fire is right at your house. You have to get out. And so she rushed. She got her four kids out, got them in clothes, threw everything in a laundry basket. Her daughter, Iris, told me she was crying and having a panic attack. The daughter was. But her mom was just cool and calm and collected under pressure and got everybody out. And they're waiting to hear. They say they believe their home survived, but it was very scary for them. They had flames just a few feet from their backyard, and just a frightening night for them to be woken up around 2 a.m. to have to flee.
Oh, can only imagine. Well, that old fire back in 2003 did more than $1 billion damage. That was a massive fire that went on for days. And again, for longer time residents, I'm sure this is an unfortunate echo, albeit on a much smaller scale, which is good. San Bernardino County Fire also just tweeting that investigators have determined the area where the fire originated. The cause remains under investigation, and there are no power lines near the area where the fire started. That's the Hillside Fire. That's where Libby is right now at the Command Center for the Fire. Libby, thanks so much. We'll be hearing from you throughout the day here on KPCC. All right. And also with us, meteorologist for the National Weather Service's Los Angeles and Ventura County office, Ryan Cattell. Mr. Cattell, thank you for being with us. What's the forecast, particularly with this red flag, for the rest of today?
Yeah, glad to be on. Currently, we do have red flag warnings going on through 6 p.m. today for pretty much all of Southern California. That still looks good to go through 6 p.m., though there are some areas in Los Angeles and Ventura counties, primarily over some of the inland valleys and the mountains, where we will still see some northeast winds through tomorrow, which is just right on our red flag criteria. We'll probably extend those, or we just did extend those through 6 p.m. on Friday. The rest of the area will likely be, the red flag will end at 6 p.m. this afternoon.
And can you give us a longer-term forecast through the weekend and into even early next week?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is that the winds peaked yesterday. They're about 10 to 15 miles an hour weaker today, and they're going to trend even weaker tomorrow and into Saturday. As I mentioned, there'll still be a few areas that will have some winds, but the winds will be trending down each day through Saturday. The dry air that we're all experiencing right now will continue, unfortunately, through Saturday or Sunday, but the good news is that next week we don't really see any hints of any significant offshore Santa Ana wind events for all of next week. So fortunately enough, it does look like we're finally going to see a break from all this activity.
Ryan, thanks very much. Appreciate the update and some good news with those high winds. The red flag warnings expected to expire 6 o'clock this evening. Ryan Cattell, National Weather Service, with us. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. You're up to date on the fires burning in Southern California, which, of course, we'll closely follow throughout the course of the day. Coming up, we'll talk about the formal vote in the House of Representatives for the impeachment inquiry. It was a straight party line vote. We'll get to that in 1 minute.